From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it is Wednesday, April 7th, 2021, and happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Hey everybody, yeah, I sing happy birthday every show now. I come to you daily. Welcome new listeners, because it's somebody's birthday around the world. 43 countries and 50 states are listening in to this public cable access style podcast, giving you the real about San Francisco arts and culture. I really love you, darlings. I hope you're doing okay. I hope your feet, neck, and hands are moisturized and you are using sunscreen, even when it's not hot and sunny. Use that sunscreen. So, sweethearts, I am here to demystify the hippie. The San Francisco hippie is wrong. Yeah, the hippies are wrong. Typically, when you think of a hippie, you think of somebody graying, a ponytail. They've got on a tie-dye t-shirt with a little pot belly and some saggy jeans, some beads on. Maybe they've got a clove cigarette or a marijuana cigarette in their hand, a little hairband, and they're talking about peace and love. Here in California, San Francisco, California, this city was known as the Summer of Love in 1967, 54 years ago. The Upper Haight, hippies, youth from all over America descended on the Upper Haight. It was a revolution of love, free sex, drugs, creating music. There was a West Coast sound with the Grateful Dead, Jefferson Starship, etc. Well, that was 54 years ago. And that neighborhood, the Upper Haight, is now filled with white drifter junkies who fight each other. They're allowed to camp on the sidewalks with their pit bulls. And as a matter of fact, an acquaintance, a lady friend of mine, she got her arm was like shattered by one of the junkie pit bulls. Chomped on her arm. But like a lot of women who don't have self-preservation, she actually told me, well, it's not the dog's fault. I still like pit bulls. You know what? I had to kind of separate myself after she said that. She's showing up with her arm in a sling. A pit bull cracked her arm. Is she still down for pit bulls? Girl, you have no self-preservation. Hey, anywho, I am getting off the topic of these hippies are wrong.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
The hippies are wrong. This is not 1967. This is San Francisco's 2021. They are primarily wrong because they think that it is okay to let anybody camp on the streets. That's where I have stopped talking to some of these elderly hippies that I know. They think it's really cute. And then they become hard and mean. When you are talking to someone and their debate becomes hard and mean, or they start insulting you or being sarcastic, they've lost the debate. And I don't really debate with people, I talk. But when people sort of denigrate your point of view or make jokes or say something sarcastic, like a hippy-dippy dude I know, I was talking about San Francisco. I keep sending people photos and photos. They tell me that I'm mean. I shouldn't use the word junkies. None of those people live in an area impacted by junkies, which is a narcotics addict, everybody. A junkie is a narcotics addict. In San Francisco, they are quite incompetent. They are so incompetent, they are openly tying off their veins, openly injecting drugs, the broad daylight on concrete. They try to breach property, break into gates, lobbies, to smoke fentanyl. We have a fentanyl crisis in San Francisco. Hippies think all of that is okay. And in general, Hippies are hypocrites. If somebody said, oh yeah, hug a tree, they should be able to lay on the sidewalk, because the hippie will never have a junkie right outside their doorway. They're not walking outside their doorway, stepping over a pile of diarrhea. Excuse me, trigger warning. Needles, discarded needles, burnt foil from the fentanyl that they smoke, cars being destroyed by mentally ill vagrants, junkies, drifters, with all the power to destroy this once beautiful jewel box of a city. The hippies think all that is okay as long as it's not in their backyard. They are NIMBY hypocrites. They will argue and try to be so sanctimonious and pompous. Oh my God, you're saying that they should clear them off the street? Then where are they going to go? I say they could go right next door to you, around the corner from your mama, around the corner from your son, your daughters, your grandkids. You see what I'm saying? And that's when they get nasty. And then they say, well, why don't you invite them in your house? I'm like, aha, you are not peace and love. You're just a NIMBY hypocrite.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence.
It's the San Francisco Damn Zone
with Didi LaFrac.
NIMBY hypocrites. It's fine in theory to say that unhoused junkies, yeah, new listeners, Merriam-Webster dictionary definition for a narcotics addict and a drug dealer. Drug dealers are junkies too, all right? They think that it's okay and it's compassionate, it's liberalism, it's peace and love to allow these incompetent, struggling people, so incompetent they've lost housing, jobs, children, so incompetent they are living like directly on hard concrete. I exaggerate nothing. Now, think about this, you people who say, oh, they should be able to live on the sidewalk. I invite you, as you listen to me at home, go ahead and sit on your living room floor. Go ahead, get down on the living room floor. Stay down there for about an hour. Just sit your butt on your living room floor. After an hour, your butt is gonna hurt.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
When it's time to go to bed, get a piece of cardboard and take your jacket or your shirt that you're wearing, take your shirt off, take your shoes and socks off, because somebody has stolen them if you are on the concrete in San Francisco. Because if you're living on the concrete in San Francisco, you are an incompetent junkie, you have passed out and you've been robbed, stripped and possibly raped unconscious. Okay, so back to you who think it's okay that they should be living on the sidewalk in front of somebody else's home, like the hypocritical old hippies say. Sit on your living room floor for an hour, get a piece of cardboard, take off your shirt, ball your shirt underneath your head, and go to sleep on your living room floor on a piece of cardboard. Is that an appropriate way that humans should be allowed to live? And you are, you've got four walls protecting you. Imagine you are living on the open concrete where there are big, those big, nasty, big roaches, those water bugs crawling, rats crawling, sidewalks, feces, urine, people's, the soles of their feet is completely dehumanized. So these old hippies are basically dehumanizers because they say it's okay that people should be able to allow to live like dogs in everybody's neighborhood except their own. Except their own. Old NIMBY hypocrites. So yeah, the California, the San Francisco hippies are wrong. They're NIMBY hypocrites, everybody. Yeah. All right, sweethearts, you know I appreciate you listening, and save the date. I'm doing a big clubhouse. I'm talking about my San Francisco legacy. That will be April 14th, 2021. Time to be determined. And do go to sanfranciscodam.com because I have some clubhouse invitations. You need an iPhone for that. And I could hook you up with the clubhouse app, which is an audio only app where people chat. Some people are on there way too much. That's why mine will be special, because I won't be on there that much. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. I love you. Guess what? I'm Didi LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco. Damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Didi LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.